This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button. Or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now, 7 past the hour, reuniting you are with the DJVers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen with a launch of a new health review. This is something the World Health Organization wants you to know. And even though I'm not a fan of the United Nations, nor necessarily of the World Health Organizations, I am into this because I know that what they're talking about is, in fact, correct. Did you know that microplastics have been found in 90% of bottled water? 90% of bottled water has some kind of microplastic that's going through your system. So the risks of plastic in drinking water are huge, according to this analysis. These little teeny pieces of plastic that you don't even know are there. Sometimes we talk about them because bottles are ground up and they're put into things like toothpaste or the stuff that you put on your face to really scrub it down, those sorts of things. There was an analysis of 259 bottles from 19 different locations in 9 countries, 11 different brands of water, finding 325 plastic pieces in every one of those bottles. 325 plastic pieces. And there are high levels of microplastics in tap water now as well because there's so much garbage in the system. The bottle of Nestle's Pure Life water, concentrations were hugely higher. 10,000 plastic pieces were found in a bottle of their water.
1 liter. That's just
common.
Oh.
Yeah. Most common type of plastic fragment is propylene, which is the plastic used to make the caps that they put on the bottles. Bottles analyzed were bought in our country, in China, in Brazil, in India, in Indonesia, Mexico, Lebanon, Kenya, and Thailand. The brands tested were Aqua, Aquafina, Dasani, Epura, Evian, and Nestle, San Pellegrino even in this. Most of these companies are owned by Pepsi or Coca-Cola or Nestle. And then there was another analysis done that was just released yesterday examining 19 consumer bottled water brands in our country, finding plastic microfibers in the bottles. The brand Boxed Water contained 58 plastic fibers per liter. Good God. Ice Mountain and Ozarka, both of them are Nestle brands, have concentrations at 15 and 11 pieces per liter. Fiji water had 11 plastic fibers. I always thought that was kind of the standard. That's the one that I buy.
That's the one I always drink, too.
Yeah.
But it's just, I think it's even less about the water itself and more about, they say that these microplastics, they can also be airborne. Yeah. And so in the facility where they're being bottled, that could also be where the contamination's happening as well.
Yep.
So if it's coming out of the water, like San Pellegrino is actual mineral water, I believe, I don't think it's carbonated after the fact. I think it's naturally carbonated.
That's in a bottle, though. That's in a real bottle. At least
They come in plastic bottles, too.
It does? Oh, it
yeah.
does. Okay. Yeah.
So I think that's where they ran into the problem.
So remember when I have talked on numerous occasions, actually, about all of the marine animals that the plastics are building up inside? The whale that got beached and died at 400 pounds of plastic in it. They cut it open. And you can see the bottles. You can see all kinds of bags and plastic remnants of things inside the gull of this whale. So anyway, the fact that we're being exposed to all of this is something we ought to be doing more about cleaning up, frankly. That's why I drink well water. I had wells at the farm, but I don't have them here at the house. Well water, far superior. Is the stuff is just whatever
well,
comes
and you're
out.
You're also dipping into it. You're just using it. You're not bottling it. I think there is something to be said for the processing plants. I went to, and I won't use the name because I don't want to like incriminate them, but I went to get because I don't know that they were doing anything wrong. I think this is just maybe standard practice for factories. But when I was working for doing some volunteer work for the Alzheimer's Association, I had reached out. We were having a big event, and I had reached out to a big provider of fruits and vegetables and, you know, platters like that.
Yeah.
And went to pick it up at their facilities, their donation, and they were very generous. So I can't hit them for that. But I was shocked when I walked in and just saw all the stuff that was kind of rotting on the floor and just the condition.
Dirty, grubby, gross. Yeah.
And I don't think we think about processing of water, but that water has to get into a bottle somehow. And it's obviously in some sort of factory facility where that's probably what kind of conditions it's being bottled in.
Yeah, and I would say, kind of related, after working at a catering company and one of those big event centers, I would never have my wedding there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Really?
Just so the kitchen's dirty?
Yeah, just in, you know, the fruit and everything. It's just, stuff is not in great condition. So, FYI for the future.
Page two of this is that as we understand the problems of plastic in the bottles and in our atmosphere, and when I say atmosphere, I don't mean in the air, but water is the atmosphere as well. Adidas is taking on the problem, making waves, if you'll pardon the pun. Last year, they sold 1 million pair of shoes made from recycled plastic, and their activewear brand isn't stopping there either. They announced yesterday they're going to incorporate repurposed ocean plastic into all their products in the next 10 years. They're going to sell another 5 million pair of recycled plastic shoes by the end of the year. To create their recycled plastic product, Adidas works with Parley for the Oceans, which is an organization that gathers plastic waste, the beaches and the sea, cleans it up and then cuts it up, turns it into yarn for use in consumer products. More and more plastics. We're producing more and more, using more and more. Our town is looking at banning plastic bags, which I think is a great idea. They've pretty much done it all over California. I think, Jennifer, you don't like the idea, if I remember us having this discussion before.
Mm-hmm.
It's, for me...
Well, I don't mind using paper. I just think it's ridiculous that stores are using this as a new profit center to charge me for bags.
The state...
Irritating.
Here in Massachusetts, I think that it's up to the communities, but out in California, isn't it a state law that you have to pay 10 cents for a plastic for a paper bag?
It's not state, but most of the localities have now adapted to that plan, yes. Yeah. They do that in New York, too.
Yeah, it's just another tax.
It's only a couple of, I forget how much it is.
It's still a tax. A
couple of cents or whatever.
It doesn't make any difference. It's a tax. So it all goes, just one more tax, just one more way to get money to waste it. So,
well, in this case, I actually agree with that.
I don't agree with the plastic. Well,
you agree with getting rid of the plastic bags.
I'm for it, but why are we going to tax people for it? Just stop using it.
You could just pull the plastic out and switch to paper.
Yeah.
Or just have a sign up that says, please ask her, or, you know, if you need a bag.
And the plastic is much more expensive than the paper is anyway. So they're doing themselves a favor, but it hasn't been convenient, so people still use plastic. And that's what's killing these animals. It's killing the atmosphere. You can reuse this stuff and use it well in the roads, in all kinds of things, even putting a little plastic in tires now. It's okay. That's fine. Didn't we 2 or 3 weeks ago talk about some circumstance where we saw 30-40% of it just now going to landfills? Didn't we? I remember that? Was that a dream, or did I really?
No, that's probably accurate. Yeah. The landfill thing, yesterday I actually bought, this is kind of funny, but I bought new poop bags for my dogs, and they're made from corn. And so they look like plastic and they feel like plastic, but they're actually made from corn fiber. Yeah, they're made from corn fiber, so they're
automatically
biodegradable.
Yeah,
and so when the poop bags get taken to the landfill, they biodegrade along with the poop. Because now, poop sits, if you think about it, anywhere where there's, you know, in a heavily populated area,
in their plastic bag,
it stays in the plastic. And even though I've been buying recycled plastic bags, it still doesn't go any further after I use it. So that's been kind of bothering me, and I hate the idea of landfills anyway, so I was happy to find that corn is useful in that sense.
Poop forever! 16 past the hour on the DJV Experience. The people who are running some of the smartest and best-run businesses in the country are using ZipRecruiter.com. You can be included in that list, and you don't have to pay a nickel for it to get started, thanks to the deal that we made with ZipRecruiter.com. So you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use ZipRecruiter without having to pay for it, so you can find a fabulous employee that is listing his or her credentials, CV, resume, whatever you want to call it, on one of the leading job boards. And then because ZipRecruiter works all of those job boards, and is aware of, it's amazing this what this technology does, but you can, with just one click, posting the need for an employee, finds within 24 hours somebody or two or three or four people who are qualified, and they do a lot of the technology does a lot of the screening, so you don't even have to do that. Post the job that you need filled, and identify the most qualified candidates the next day. Easy to use, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Easy to use, free to use. Use it in your growing business. It's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing, drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master, right?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Darla from Cintas.
Oh, thank goodness you're here. We have so much to do. I need fire extinguishers, right?
We'll place them for you and be out for regular inspection.
Great. And what about my new hires?
We'll get them into uniforms and keep them looking sharp.
What about this first aid cabinet?
Fully stocked.
It wasn't this morning.
It is now. And so are the restrooms.
Wow, Cintas really seems to know what we need.
You said it.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The hour now, news time. We're always talking about the news. That's why people like listening to this program, because we have interpretations of things going on all around us with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I focus now on Cynthia Nixon, who was in Sex and the City. She's running in the gubernatorial race in New York. She is being pushed by what elements? Who's behind her campaign? She obviously has support, or she wouldn't get out there. She's well known, but does she have a chance against Andrew Cuomo would be the question, Victoria.
That's a great question. We'll see what her platforms will be. I know that she's been very vocal about public school education in New York. She and her wife have been, they're both activists for education, so that's going to be a big item for her. And it'll just depend really on what Cuomo comes up with and how he responds to her. She's very smart. She's very well spoken. I think she would do fabulously well in a debate. So it's going to be, it certainly makes it a lot more interesting.
She said, quote, we're sick of politicians who care more about headlines and power than they do about us.
That's why I love Bill de Blasio, who stays away from headlines.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no, that wasn't her quote.
Yeah, no. She's married to Christine Marinoni, who is an activist. I don't know, is that like a community organizer? What does it mean when you're an activist?
That's what she focuses on education stuff, too. The two of them work together on that.
Yeah, okay. The press release that came out yesterday said that the candidate will spend the coming weeks traveling across the state to hear from voters. So those of you who are upstate in Cobleskill, you'll be hearing from Cynthia Nixon in the next week or 10 days. I predict that'll be the case. And then off to Utica and Rome and places like that. Let's get to music news now, 25 past the hour. Kansas in the music news today, launching a tour in support of the 40th year of their existence. 40 years after it was recorded, the point of known return, listed as one of the great progressive rock records of all time because of this huge hit that was in it, Dust in the Wind. Crank that up, will you, for a second? I think it's a fabulous song.
Crumbles to the ground, though we refuse.
What a great story.
Dust in the wind.
It really is.
I can't stand Kansas.
Oh, God, I just can't stand any of this.
Well, don't listen. Put your fingers in your ears.
I'll just check out right now.
All right, check out.
It's very relaxing, so you can just kind of lay back and let go. Let it blow over you like dust in the wind.
Uh-huh. Right.
The Point of Known Return Tour kicks off September 28th in Atlanta, stops at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tobin Center in San Antonio, Kirby Center in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. A lot of tours going through Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania this year. Have you noticed that?
Wilkes-Barre, yeah.
What do you mean, Wilkes-Barre?
That's the name of the town. It's Wilkes-Barre.
No, it's not. It's Wilkes-Barre.
No, it's not. It's Wilkes-Barre.
Yes, it is. You don't know.
It's Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Wilkes-Barre.
It is not.
I've never heard anybody in my life.
I haven't either, actually.
Yeah, never.
Which is weird.
I used to be on a radio station there. Ever.
It should be Barre, probably, but yeah, right. I've always heard Wilkes-Barre.
Show starts with an acoustic set, followed by a second set of deep cuts, final set of Point of No Return in its entirety. So Steve Walsh, who was the lead singer, retired from Kansas in 2014, was replaced by Ronnie Platt, who's currently fronting the group on tour, sang for the 40th anniversary of Left Overture, which came out last year. It was the success of that tour that prompted the band to hit the road again this year in support of Point of No Return, which peaked at number 4 in Billboard's album charts. 6 million copies, not bad. Fans will get to hear stuff that we really don't normally play. See, that's what I don't want to go see. I don't want to go see a band like this play deep cuts. I don't care. I don't know.
They want the hit.
I want
Kansas
the hit.
Fans are like deep cut nerds, so that's really? Probably why they would like that. Yeah.
I'm with you then. The hell with them, Victoria. 28 minutes after the hour.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your venues for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's the DJV Show, 34 after the hour. The powerful sounds of Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. Here on the DJV Show, I'm Doug Steffen. The continuing focus on women around the world. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia arriving in the United States for a visit, scheduled to meet with President Trump, tour a number of cities. The goals,
and
he says,
coming to Los Angeles to muck up traffic.
Selling Americans on his plans to reform the social life, which is script for improving life for women. He was asked by the New York Times in an article that appears today when women are going to be equal to men. The prince said, they are now. We are all human beings, and there is no difference. And that is contributed a lot to, he's 32.
That's pretty progressive.
Loosening restrictions on women's dress, expansion of their role in the workforce. Said the government was working on regulations to ensure equal pay for women. We don't even have that here. So that would be
I'm going to be so freaking pissed if Saudi Arabia gets equal pay for men and women before the U.S. does.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? We've got this Time's Up movement happening, and if Saudi Arabia, they just let women drive like 4 months ago.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
crazy.
Trust me, I think you're still better off being a woman in America. Still for now.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm just going to go out on a limb.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming to Los Angeles. He's going to be meeting with a bunch of different people in Southern California. He's meeting entertainment executives, actually.
The Arabs love Los Angeles. They love Beverly Hills. They love Southern California. So, anyway, I find it interesting. I hope it's the story. But, you know, you come back to what we're talking about here. It isn't just in America. It's all around the world. Women's advancements in the social and cultural arenas and the political arenas. Talking about Cynthia Nixon running for the governor's chair in New York State. Women, though, still face barriers to financial progress. If you're a woman, you need to recognize these challenges and not just recognize, but respond to them. The key obstacles to financial security for women. If I asked each of you, how would you respond to my question? What are the key obstacles to financial security for women? Victoria, you want to start? Jennifer, okay, whatever, whoever wants to start.
Sorry. Well, it depends. Are you talking about, in general?
Well,
I couldn't.
I think the wage gap, the gender wage gap, is very important for me.
Yes,
women still earn about 80 cents for every dollar men earn.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Women, though, also face other threats to their security. They are far more likely than men to take time away from the workforce to raise a family and not be paid. They get then at the end of their lives, the end of their career, smaller Social Security payments than men do.
That's true.
You know, there's that. A lot of people don't think about that. And other 401k plans, retirement accounts, women don't get as much out of them as men do because of what I just mentioned. Anyway, go ahead, Jennifer.
Well, so those are kind of broad. I would say if we were talking specifically about challenges that I think I've seen in my own life, it's that in the industry that I work in, which is entertainment and talk radio, women are not valued as much as men are in the radio business. Mm-hmm. And that's grim. But I think that it's, and I think it's changing.
I'll tell you the truth. The three of you are making more than I am being here. I say that maybe that's because of all kinds of other things. But you're getting screwed at your other job.
Look, it's not about necessarily getting screwed anywhere. It's that in general, in this industry, people find it more comforting to hear a male voice than they do a female voice. Oh, and I think that's true? Yeah, I absolutely think that.
Really?
And I think that it's been a long time coming for people like Victoria and Kara now and me who work hard to prove that, look, women can be just as comforting, as smart as some of our male counterparts.
I never think that way at all. Am I that unusual? I don't think of you and your voices. I love listening to the three of you, but I don't think about your voices. I think about what you have to say. And you know that about me because you've all been around me that long. I just don't get what there is. I know I have a nice voice and people like to listen to my voice. Okay, so that's fine. And if you can't have a good voice and be on the radio, then you probably ought not to be on the radio. But when I think of you, I'm much more interested in what you have to say and how you say it. So, but maybe I'm in the minority.
But you know, as personally, I think that as far as listeners go, I think that there are still plenty. We've talked about sports radio all the time, mm-hmm. where people get annoyed by listening to women's voices and don't necessarily even give them the chance to listen to what they're saying and see if they're credible. And I think, I don't know, it's possible if you think of other radio hosts, maybe there are female radio hosts that you don't like listening to.
Yeah,
there are a few, but not because they're women. mostly because of what they have to say.
I feel really lucky because I work for people across the board who take chances on women, but I think most of the time in this business, just broadly, women are used as kind of the second banana, as someone who's there to make the other person feel better.
Right.
And, you know, I don't shy away from that role because I was a big fan of Ed McMahon on The Tonight Show. And I think if you're a really good second banana, you make your first banana look even better, right? And
right,
so I think there is a big talent in it if you can put your ego aside.
Right.
But even in, I mean, look at all the major players in talk radio. You have to go down the list for a while till you find a woman. You've got now maybe Laura Ingraham and Dana Lash, but they still are not nearly as successful as their male counterparts.
No. By the way, Jennifer, I'm very happy to have you talk about my big banana.
Oh, you know.
Oh, boy.
And then what did you do with that?
See? That's where it goes. All right, Victoria, what about you?
Well, I think Jen put that just really well. Let me
ask you something that is different from what Jennifer was saying.
Okay.
But I mentioned 401ks. Do you manage your money and Lewis's money? Are you the manager of the money?
I have had to step into that role because I learned that I married someone who sucks at it. So, yes, I am now the finance, which is hilarious to anyone who knows me because I'm, like, traditionally not that great with financial planning, but I've had to become better at it quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I felt that and I didn't know the answer to the question, but I sort of felt that that might have been your role.
But isn't that normal, though, in married couples?
Women?
My mom manages all of the family finances.
The last time I had, there was a conversation that we had about a year or so ago, and I remember the outcome of the conversation. It had something to do with how I was spending my money and how she was spending her money. And she said, me telling you how to spend your money is like you telling me how to spend my money. And I chuckle at thinking about that, but it's true because I've been independent most of my life. I haven't had to have a sort of scenario where there was a budget or I had to, you know, work off of whatever came in from both sides. That sort of thing hasn't been my problem. So I'm not somebody
other than providing for your children once they got through school or whatever, then that's pretty, you've been on your own, really, right?
Yeah.
Do you only really have to consider yourself and your businesses and things like that?
Well, I have to consider you, and I have to consider...
Well, we're part of the business.
Yeah, you're part of my family, in a sense. But there is there's a different sort of reality here in thinking about, and that's why when I came to you, I was thinking about the 401k question and how you invest, because most of the stats, if you look at them, women are so much better at doing most everything. They really are.
Including being doctors.
Bristle.
Remember that story?
Yeah. But I'm talking about investors here.
Yeah.
Women generally are more conservative than our men. And they do better with 401ks. They do better with long-term and short-term investments in portfolios. They have a risk tolerance. I always love that when men say, well, my risk tolerance. No, you moron. It's because you're not looking at everything. You just throw stuff against the wall to see what sticks. And that's not, you know, that's not smart. Women are smarter with money. They don't have as much of it. On the average, as men do, if you're
my
looking at the
individuals. My grandmother took care of the whole household when my, and you, that was a pretty, I don't know if that was a traditional thing or not, but my Mima and Bunky were loved.
Yeah.
Mima would do every check, every bit of money. She put Bunky on an allowance, even though he was the one that was really.
Mima and Bunky? Oh my God, that's the cutest ever.
Mima and Bunky.
Oh, yeah, they were the cutest ever. I miss them so much.
In my growing up years, my mother never handled a penny. She didn't I don't even know, when I think back about it, thinking about her relationship with my father, I don't ever remember. I remember there were fights, because they fought about everything. They fought about money, but my mother never seemed to have money. And I never depended from when I was 8 years old, I had a job, and I never really depended. I never got an allowance. Did you guys all get allowances when you were kids?
Yeah, but
not
we had
really.
Chores. Like,
yeah.
I had
to do chores. You got
do
some
certain things.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was being paid for. See, when I was a kid, I was expected to do things because there was something to eat on the table. So I mowed the lawn. I did the garden. I painted the house. I did whatever needed to be painted to be done.
My allowance was I went to work for my dad starting at 12.
Right.
Child labor was my
there
allowance.
You are. And here you are, 28 years later, the queen of the hop, as it were. All right, Kara, what about you? What's your story with money? What are you doing with the extra money that you're making now bartending? Are you putting that away, sort of squirreling it away in a smart place?
I haven't spent any of it yet. I actually just got my first check, and I've been keeping all my tips, so I need to go to the bank with that. But my plan, at least for now, because I'm planning my trip to Italy, so I took my entire tax refund and put that in a savings account, and then all of my tips that I'm going to get over the next few months are also going to go into that savings account.
Good.
So I can buy lots of food and lots of other stuff in Italy.
Bring us back presents.
Yeah,
when are you going?
I'm going in May.
Get yourself a Roth IRA now, and even just put in the bare minimum of it.
Yeah, that's
very good on your tax return, too.
It's good for your tax returns, and it's also really good when you cash it out because you're young. You'll be able to really enjoy it.
Yeah. Younger people are the average. I was wrong with that. 2760 is the millennial average. As you get older, in the 40s, it's 5,500, getting back 6,500 for people in their 50s. The more money you make, obviously, the more they take and the more you get back, hopefully. 10 before the hour.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
If you take your music seriously, you no doubt know about Sonos, a multi-room Wi-Fi speaker system. And now there's the Sonos One. What makes this new entry unique? Well, I sat down with Dane Wilberding, creative director at Sonos, to tell us all about it.
Sonos One is the smart speaker for music lovers. It comes with Alexa built in, so all of the power of the Sonos system, plus all of the power of the Alexa voice assistant. The app is really fantastic for browsing through music and for grouping multiple speakers together, controlling the volume, and it's not always the best interface if you're just looking to listen to something like right now. And voice, we're finding, is a really human interface and one of the best ways to get something playing for me right now. Like, what's easier than just asking for music?
Sonos One costs $249. More info is at Sonos.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, 53 at the hour now on the DJV Experience. Victoria Keelan is here with a couple of tech stories. I have a focus on Uber for a moment because their self-driving cars may not be such a great idea. I'm so totally against self-driving cars. They've removed all of their self-driving cars from the roads. The first fatality involving a fully autonomous car took place, killing 49-year-old Elaine Hertzberg as she walked her bicycle across the street in Tempe, Arizona. A driver was behind the wheel. The vehicle involved one of Uber's self-driving vehicles. The police say it was an autonomous mode at the time of the collision. So why wouldn't the person driving, I wonder,
that's the big
have
question.
Seen this?
That's really the big question. Right. You're stopped at an intersection or you're going through an intersection. You see a woman walking a bicycle across the intersection. How do you not hit the brakes?
You don't hit them if you're not driving the car. That's a
good. No, the person was behind the wheel.
I understand that, but she wasn't driving the car.
No. The person behind the wheel of the car can override the autonomous system and hit the brakes. Right, but that's what I'm saying. Why didn't that person hit the brakes?
I think we're saying the same thing.
You said she. The victim was a she. The driver was a he.
The driver was a he.
Yeah.
My sex is mixed. All right.
Oh, boy.
So anyway, who knows what's going to happen. I think these things are a menace, and I'm not interested in them at all. And I'm not trying to necessarily promote bad publicity because I happen to like Uber, but I don't like the idea of self-driving cars. I think we're way ahead of ourselves here when it comes to that. It's some of the from the Yikes department.
We'll talk about the Yikes department. One of the scariest things of all is they've done with these autonomous cars, and it's not just Uber; it's any of the autonomous cars.
Yes.
If there's a sticker, and often people put stickers on stop signs, graffiti or whatever, their favorite band, you often see stickers on stop signs. If there's a sticker, the autonomous vehicle cannot actually read the stop sign. So they're blowing through stop signs if there's graffiti or a sticker on the sign. That's a huge problem.
Yeah.
Maybe that's actually what happened in this case.
Could be. All right, in a moment, Victoria is going to bring us up to date on Walmart's latest move right after this other important technical information.
The Geek Out.
Astronaut Scott Kelly has literally given up his body for science. Now, he is the guy who has spent more time in space than anybody, 522 days to be exact. He's also an identical twin to Mark, who was also an astronaut, and the pair of them have provided scientists a near-perfect living lab to compare the long-term effects of space on the human body. Now, Scott retired a couple of years ago, but they've continued to study him and his brother, and while the final results will come out later this year, they've already told us 7% of Scott's genes have changed permanently, and I have no idea how they break that news to you. I've got the crazy story of astronaut Scott and Mark Kelly on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge, welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
All right, let's get back to our focus on Walmart in this particular instance. So, Victoria, what are they doing?
Well, amid growing pressure from Amazon, Walmart is now the latest retailer to offer in-home product setup for their customers, which is actually great. So if you buy a TV from Walmart, they've partnered with a startup called Handy, and you can book your appointment, and the Handy person will come into your house and mount the TV for you and assemble any furniture and things like that. Amazon already does this, where if you buy products like that need to be put together, they will hook you up with a local worker who will come into the house and do that. Other companies like Target uses TaskRabbit, and so this is a great thing. Handy was actually founded in 2012. It has since raised $110 million in funding, and it's exactly how it sounds. It's a handy person for hire. And
handy.
So, TV mounting costs $79, which is actually a pretty good deal. That's cheaper than Best Buy and other companies. And furniture assembly is $59. IKEA, I think, is actually partnering with TaskRabbit as well to actually come into your home and install and set up all the IKEA furniture and build it for you, which everyone knows is a nightmare.
Yes, it is. If you have
You've never done it, but it's a nightmare.
I put them together myself, or at least I find somebody to help me put them together. I'm handy that way, if you will. All right, 59 past the hour. Aren't you informed? Don't you feel informed? This is the DJV experience.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.